Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about system analysis for getting through life's problems overall. And I'm doing this podcast while driving, so my attention here is just as I'm going through this intersection. I'll be back with you in a sec. Okay, so what is system analysis? Well, system analysis is that you draw a system and you analyse whether that system that you've drawn is correct. So a system is parts with interconnection functions, some sort of process system, and the sort of fundamental definition of a system is something which basically evolves. It's got its fundamental stability with it. So the diagram that you draw for Monday is got some semblance of the diagram to Friday, and within a year's time it's either the same system or a slightly different system. The system is evolving, but there's actually a track. So you know, there's a body system, there's an ecosystem, and there's all these systems. Now within society there are systems which operate and focus to do various functions, and their connectivity dissipates as they're not required to do that all that often. So they're disconnected parallel systems which look at things, and then what happens is that they steer and drive the larger systems off. So say in the case of the education system, that integrates with transport, finance, strategic systems, and overall it interacts with these systems such that its outputs and inputs lead to a stable situation, but it has an overall influence in the direction of things, which is different, pulling in a different direction from, say, the scientific system. Now, the scientific system primarily is got a focus that it transforms information, it increases the quality and complexity of information. That's its primary goal. So they're parallel systems, but they're not related and not necessarily lined up, and how they interface is a bit of a more complex problem. Now, this comes for me from doing system analysis of my papers. Yeah, so I've started off with the body of the paper, the content of the paper, and built a basic science system, an overall system on top of that. So systems across there, then looking at conclusions, a system of conclusion, the process of conclusions, different grades of conclusion, and the idea, what seems to be a progression for me, is that it doesn't quite go. I can stitch things together with a system linkage, and then as I work on it more, I realise the system actually lifts off the actual process. So sort of like from observation, there's this system where you go from observing things and the actual you go from observing things and goes from the process of observation, contemplation of the actual process, and then generalisation to a larger system. And so people, this sort of system craft is the basis of civilization. So you have a religious system, a coherent shared system that everyone is operating on, that everyone's on the same page more or less to actually speak with things, and therefore the social systems are based on everyone adopting the same type of system. So you will have these systems not being passive in books. These systems mean that certain people knock on your door in the middle of the night, or take you away, or shoot you, or do various things to maintain its system's ability. People can't quite actually read the difference in the lines between it. They can't say, hang on, before I actually shoot this person or bomb that person for such and such a system things, surely that should tell me that I've actually become too embedded in a system. That is, if you feel justified in dropping a bomb on someone, surely that should be a warning that perhaps you could reevaluate the situation and do a bit more system analysis, such that you don't have to actually drop a bomb on people. But let's get back to it. The nature of systems in human society is that the systems they're optimized to do look after themselves, and part of looking after themselves is do their job most efficiently, and it does it on one time scale, but on another scale it doesn't actually produce it. So education system produces this required result of students which come around and actually support the education system. That's one of the things. It doesn't necessarily matter whether it's what it teaches is all that useful. It matters whether what it teaches at the end of the day means that people come back and actually put more money into it. If you have two systems side by side, one is very useful and the other one is less useful but better at self-sustaining over time, that system will dominate. So you've got system competition between systems. Systems focusing how they're wired up, and they're not necessarily wired together. So we've got the education system and the science system in disarray. Now, fortunately, we've got this pop culture. Now, pop culture is absolute murder to actually talk about in the science system, because science is in terms of quality control, and pop culture is anything but quality control. Quality control is switched off at the moment, and now no one's listening behind closed doors. We can have a good systems think. Pop culture is a system, an unconstrained system, a what-if system. So it has got its basic... it doesn't. So a lot of the systems we use in real life have a lot of power involved in it. Your entrance into that system, your participation in a real cultural system, is very limited. So as a system, I will never get to be in charge in politics. I can only ever be a voter. I can't be a policeman. I can only be a citizen. I can't be a doctor or a surgeon. I can only ever be a patient. So in general, your actual mobility in a system, a real life system, is by definition quite fixed, because if you were more flexible, or you could do other things, it would all be pretty mad. So imagine an operating theatre, pass me the scalpel, and the mother-in-law passes you the scalpel, and it's all confused, and they're wearing a Wookiee suit. It's all over the place, and you can't have power and control. So a pop culture provides a flexibility and fluidity for development, which is just not available there. And so you've got these systems, they're running side by side. They're optimized for what they want to do and optimized within a certain zone, but they can actually, like a car, go out of tune. Now, I'm just trying to think of you've got the transport system, which is like you've got the actual physical cars moving on it, you've got things moving A to B, but then you've also got the maintenance and all these types of things. Now, you can actually go down and get the maintenance system totally out of control, so they shut down shut down the roads, get them well maintenanced throughout the day, make them really good, and then open it up between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning. So they've achieved what they want to achieve by their own metrics. And there is a reason, a very good reason to actually get these systems separated from each other. You've got separation of powers because if you don't get in there and obsessively break the system up, these other trans systems will operate. So you've got Diocletian, apparently a mad as hell Serbian, a Serb emperor, Diocletian, comes across and is such, he's really reminds me, a lot of the emperors remind me a little bit of Donald Trump in terms of it, the empire's too big to fail, it's enormous, it's the greatest it's ever been, we will make Rome great again, that type of stuff. Just come on, you little bastard. Come on, you bastard. What's going on here? I could have gone there. Sorry, mate. So I'm just turning in the road system. Oh, my godfather. We have what is going six cars lining up to turn at this intersection. We have, indeed, we have had a witness in the world, a traffic jam in Glenbrook. So that little turn, that couple of seconds where you heard the indicator going, that was, for that fraction, it was a 10-second traffic delay in Glenbrook. And I think that's just the end of the universe as we need, as we know it. Now, I'm just not really trying to think. So there you go. That was a traffic jam. Did you like it? Yeah, so blink and it's gone. So you've got these things. Now, it's the ability to, if people aren't tuned up to looking at it with a systems goggles, they're ready. Sort of like a system analysis is really the peace negotiation table. So, and that's like truly a peace negotiation is organising your system, where it's going to go, how things are going to operate. You're saying, well, for the moment, we're not going to shoot. We're going to actually get a semblance of cooperation. Oh, that's my bloody... I'm sure that's our... tennis basketball hoop. Complete waste of time and money. That's so lovely. It's now gone to the next door neighbours. So that's rather nice. And they've got a lovely little, go-karts, beautiful type of stuff. Okay, look, I'm getting back, and I hope people who have listened to this have picked up what it's all about. This is system analysis, and for me, the objective is to keep on going, keep on rehabilitating, keep on getting the actual talking and coherence and the cadence and the quality of pronunciation. So, you know, people here listening to it, what's the actual structure of this person saying? Well, there's two aspects. Well, there's the actual pronunciation, the articulation, the clarity of voice, which I'm aiming for. But also, there's this mad thing about where you've got this huge, complex idea, a bit of a scrambled, fractured brain, and trying to get it out. And it's sort of like, almost like a poo, so to speak. It's in there. It's got to come out. It's sort of like a kidney stone or something. You've got to pass it out. And it's hard to say. Once you've actually got half the idea, it's sort of like, you can't not think it. Not it's got to either go through to its conclusion, and it's not necessarily it's the most magical idea. It is an actual fact, a rendering, an architectural structure. You're building sheds now. You're building sort of a bit of a granny flat of an idea. Okay, look, thanks a lot for listening, and I'll keep on working away. Thank you.
podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.